Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ayikho into mnandi njengokuba duzane noJehova ukuba ebukhoneni bakhe. Utsiyetsi Motaung uthi haufile morena, haufinyana. Sihambe njalo zentathu zilandelana phambi kwakhe sabusiswa nguNondumiso Radebe uthi inkazimulo saqala futhi phakamisa leli gama elinamandla sithi power in my praise kanye nolihle Adeyemi. Ngiyathemba uzithokozele zintathu njalo zilandelana and zaphinda futhi zawuvuselela umphefumulo ngoba indumiso iletha umkhulu mehluko ikakhulukazi kwezomoya. Yebo, iletha umkhulu umehluko. Ingakho ke nezwi lisiqhuqhuzela ukuthi konke okuphefumulayo akumdumise uJehova. Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi ngineminyalezo embalwa la engizothanda ukuthi ke sindlule ngayo, iminyalezo ye reconciliation. Ithi ngindlule ngala uma ngibuya ke ngizoza nesikhulumi sokuqala ezosithulela ke lawo mazwi wokubuyisana.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Receive your dose of inspiration on Thursday Live from 6 to 7 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Kinali, a beautiful lady lana, usestebuho manya, ya uzosthulelage, umyalezo muhle namuhla ithike simboleke indlebe nje sizwe ukuthi yena uthini nge reconciliation.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela, siyakwamukela uma usanda kungena iya ku lolusuku. Sibheke ku reconciliation day okuyi holiday esinayo ngo December la eNingizimu Afrika. So kwamanje ngino sisi omuhle la uSteboho Manya une message for Tina. I message ye reconciliation. Kubalulekile ukuthi sikhulume nge reconciliation bazalwane. Earlier on bengisakhuluma no Pastor Pinky Musume, sibuka ukuthi empeleni ayikho i forgiveness i-reconciliation ingakabi khona. So i-reconciliation cannot happen without forgiveness. So you have to reconcile and then you forgive. Mhlampe la ukhona uyazibuza ukuthi have I truly forgiven or am I still holding on to what hurt me? Is reconciliation safe? Is reconciliation healthy and God-led? Maybe ama situation ahlukahlukile. What does peace look like for wena kwamanje? Maybe la ukhona uthi ay na akeyi ko mangmang ngoba ngo December ke di family si dietsa di get together. Maybe ko uri na ay ke tla ituna mogaka mo ke tla ituna le bana ba akeko because I know gore go tsoga dintwa. Nna ke bona ile opportunity ya gore reconcile le batho ba ileng gore o na le maybe a ke beka eng di grudges or gona le something se se tsa hetseng ba bang o kreile ntho 20 years ago le hona yanong ebile e affecta le bana. Austevogo, sorry hore ke bue ko pele because I don't know hore your message for reconciliation again.
Dumela Osbathe, how are you?
I'm good. Maybe kancane nje ke Tebogo ke mang.
Teboho Manya.
Yeah.
I'm a fashion designer.
Oh.
In Kagiso.
Okay.
Yeah. And the company, yeah, TBG Fashions.
Okay.
And Beauty Spa.
So yes. Hake batla something. Zang. Kitle ko Teboho.
Yes. We are on the Facebook as well. TBG Fashions and Beauty Spa.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so when a message on a link wona for wona for reconciliation ungathini kuwo wonke umuntu kakhulukazi labo ukuthi they still have, you know, ethnic bugari grudges abakhona ho reconcile. Yes. Yeah.
Good day Laneli. This is a very nice topic.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful topic, and here in South Africa, they have made it a reconciliation day. They were prophetic, Kisho. So, but yeah. Let me just... my message, reconciliation, as a child of God, it's a day to reflect, number one. It's a day to reflect on your relationship with God. Tracking yourself, acknowledging His presence in your life. Now, when I say acknowledging, like reflecting your relationship with God, it's the time whereby you sit, you track yourself in this journey with you and God. And in that journey, God will show, will order. Remember, the Bible says He orders the steps of the righteous man. So as He orders the steps of the righteous of your life, now you are now forgiving yourself first. Because you'll be tracking yourself, you'll be tracking your journey with God, and there are things whereby when you are not happy with. So God will give you that opportunity to reflect in your journey with Him and say, God, I have done this and that, and I should have not done this. Forgive me. Ne? Now, then we go to step number two,
mm-hmm.
whereby the Bible says, love yourself as you love your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Because you started with God and yourself, mm-hmm. which is the altar between you and God before you go out.
Love others. Kamkhowena.
Withatangateng.
Yes, because akiri iya hape go that... saying ya hore o saetsa selo se leng hore mothomong o ka se batla
setse le go wena. Yes,
yeah.
That's what we in it's the more Bibling.
Yes,
yeah. Hore, do as you would want others to do unto you.
Yeah.
So now relationship with your neighbor or your family, for the Bible encourages us, like as I was saying, to love. You love yourself as you love your neighbors as you love yourself. For without love, you sound like an empty tin. Ukila wa bona tin e rasa yang. Ukila uta di chatter boxes. So now when you have love, you are here. You are down.
Calm.
You're calm,
yeah.
And you are able to listen,
yes.
to what the other person is saying.
Yeah.
Because sometimes most of the people you would think, oh, this one, you since ke feta be ke modumedisa ra sa ntumedisi bag. Ga o itse gore kana ko e motho o, because people, they have things ba rwele bo bokete, and then wena wa inaganela mo tlhaloganyong ya gago gore you can't to medicine because of who hakitse, because of maybe hakitse ha ke sa tlhole ke le ga ke sa na le tjhelete or ga ke sa, because people that wa itse ba bua ke kante ha o itse gore this person the day yana sa o dumedise ka lone ke letsatsi leno gore o itse keng. Maybe una zama go commit a suicide. Maybe this person was going through a lot. You don't know. And you couldn't say, oh, man, you. But ke bone o sa ntumedise ka jeko ke eng. But most of us, already se re concludile gore she is not greeting me because wa inaganela. And then o ka o sane wena yana ha o sa tlhole o modumedisa wa mo feta. Now the neighbor yanong kana ko wa mutumisa, oh, I wonder yanong why ka jiko antumedisa. O sa itse gore the reason behind that gore ene ele eng. So now God encourages us to live in peace. I love what Jesus says. I'll try to live in peace. I'll try, because He knows it's It's difficult to live, but try to live in peace with one another.
Mm.
And then Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1, let brotherly love continue.
Mm.
Now I'm talking about the family.
Mm.
The families, they are scattered, the families now, you know. Mm. So now, this love, you don't force it. Mm-hmm. You don't force it, because other people are like, well, it's all, hey, Naki, I don't want to force myself to this person because I guess I treat it. But love can be in many ways. Do something good for Moto Omo. You know, don't also not for we force the because now I end up but do as the Spirit of the Lord tells you to do.
Yes.
To Moto Omo.
Mm-hmm.
So we also see in the life of Jesus reaching out to people.
Mm.
Always more than Jesus. If you can just read the story of Jesus Christ, he is always going out there, reaching out to people. That's why when he commanded go ye and make the disciples. So knowing Hamorena Jesu akhonne go feta fo. Because already he has laid the foundation for us. So us is to remain in him and ask the Holy Spirit. So now, Moyo Halang, he's the one that fills us with love. He fills us with the compassion, the same compassion. Remember, it's Trinity. They are operating in one. So now the Holy Spirit, when you have the Holy Spirit, now you are able, even though other people, it shouldn't even make sense. How can you love this person? After so many years, you still reach out to such a person. You still overthrow umotokomelabana, umotokomela this and that, umirela yana liana liana, you say dintle. So, Moyo Halang, he is here to teach us if you allow him.
If you allow him. Because what I love about God, uhofa that freedom. Horo wena we choose it, kamko we choose it zangadeng. So, Rona, what we are encouraging today as Reshebile a reconciliation day, choose to reconcile, choose to forgive.
Choose to forgive.
Yes,
because it's only good for you.
It's only good for you, even for your health, because how forgive a moto, it means or release ing, or release the pain.
Yes.
Or release anger,
yes.
Or release that desire. Or ya ho mu wishes a dilo tse pete. Kilo wana hemo tona le problem elena. Utlabe ar ha zo mu wishes or kara katule ke koloi. So iringa we another thing. How wishes amu tumongor atule ke koloi. So abano it's something elong or it's bad. It's evil.
It's evil. It's evil. And now it ya go di. Sometimes you were now you might not maybe how wishes amu tumongor atule ke koloi. It might not come to you right now.
Yeah.
It's going to your generations.
Mm.
Your children will experience that.
Eish.
So why wanna kuri, now you have opened a can of worms.
Yeah.
Monto enkebe we prevent ilekasones kana konyana iwo.
Yeah. Mm. So Joba Sepegu Reconciliation Day, are you choosing to be a better person or you are choosing to be bitter? So it's up to you. Yes. Thank you so much, Ngomyalezo Muhlekangaka. Sizo sazonqamula unyaka ka 2025. Yiphi ingoma othanda ungena ngayo onyakeni omusha?
Jehovah is your name, my Ntokozo, our artist.
Amen. Amen. Nayo ke Ntokozo Mpamba uthi Jehovah is your name. Ube nje nosuku oluhle ungene kamnandi nomnyaka ka-2025 kire mudimi ke o.
Amen. Hippie.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.